You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. R is for retirement. After 44 years, Sonia Manzano is leaving Sesame Street. Best known for her role as Maria on the show, the actress not only entertained and educated kids, but wrote for Sesame Street as well, earning 15 Emmy Awards along the way. Manzano has just released a new memoir, and on Thursday, September 17th, the actress will speak at the University of Delaware. The free presentation is open to the public and part of UD's Latino Heritage Month celebration. This week, Delaware Public Media's Kathy Carter talked to Manzano, one of the most influential Latinas in television, about becoming a cultural trailblazer.
Sonia, many of your fans say this is an end of an era, but for you, it's the beginning of new endeavors. Your memoir, Becoming Maria, Love and Chaos in the South Bronx, and we very much look forward to your appearance here at the University of Delaware for Latino Heritage Month. You know, it's kind of easy to forget that when you started on Sesame Street back in 1971, it was very rare to see Latinos on national television.
Absolutely. I was raised in the South Bronx in the mid-50s, and I watched hours and hours of television and never saw anybody who looked like me or lived in the same kind of neighborhood that I lived in. And that was certainly disconcerting because you felt invisible and wondered how you were going to contribute to a society that seemed blind to you.
Can we speak a little bit more about the effects that might have on a child when they don't see themselves on TV, they don't see themselves reflected in the culture?
Well, we know that kids will obviously go to the obvious role model or the obvious image. That's why so many African-American boys go into sports. They think that's their only avenue because that's the most visible for them, or to be music celebrities because that's the other obvious image that we see in the media. You sort of start to circumscribe your own life or make your life a little bit smaller because you want to fit into the roles that are available to you.
Another thing that was unique about Maria was that she was one of the few TV females who were actually allowed to age on screen.
Yes, that was the marvelous thing about Sesame Street, is they really wanted real people, always. And if you were going to be a real person, you'd have to really age, as real people do. You didn't have to maintain the ingenue status you had when you started the show.
So you started as a teenager, as your character, and then you later grew up, you got married on television, another Sesame Street milestone, and Maria
right.
went on to become a mom and a working woman.
Yes. I ran a lending library originally, then I was a feminist, and then I fell in love. And it was very important for the show to let the viewers see Hispanics having the same hopes and dreams as everybody else, wanting to fall in love, get married, have a child, and have that child be educated. At that time, Latinos were just the butt of jokes on television, and Sesame Street obviously did not want to do that.
I can imagine that you got many letters from young girls and boys, perhaps.
Yes, I did. I got wonderful, wonderful letters all along. Letters from abroad also, because Sesame Street is seen in so many foreign countries. But I think that now, since my retirement, is when I'm really seeing the impact that I had on people. I'm not going to be falsely modest. I always knew that I had some impact. But the retirement has really inspired people to tell me very personal things about themselves, how they came from troubled homes, and Sesame Street was an hour of tranquility and calmness and a way to get away from their chaotic lives. And that's gratifying to me because I found comfort in television as well.
Well, and as you reveal in your memoir, not too dissimilar from your own upbringing in the South Bronx.
Yes. I came from a tumultuous environment and childhood, and I found a lot of comfort on television. I tried to put things together. I tried to answer my questions about life through what I saw on television and what I saw out the window, other people, the things that other people did. And I'm sure that that's informed my work and my desire to work with very young children.
So with your retirement, now you have your memoir, Becoming Maria, Loving Chaos in the South Bronx, as we said. How long did it take you to get all of this together, and how was the writing process for you?
Oh, it took me forever. I have drafts in my closet, I think, that have 1995 on them, if you can believe that. It took a long time to find the voice, to find where I was going to end it, whether it was going to go through my Sesame Street years. I think finding the voice, finding the tone was the hardest part. I was inspired by Frank McCourt, Angela's Ashes, that wonderful book where he describes the most miserable childhood you could possibly imagine, yet it's hilariously funny as well. And I thought, I can do that. I have a sense of humor, and my childhood was trying as well. So he was a great inspiration. And I came late to writing. I started writing on Sesame Street, writing scenes for the show because I knew the characters, and there were comedic scenes, but it wasn't prose. So I started writing for the show, and as the show shot less and less programs and the cast expanded more and more, I found myself with a lot of creative energy and some free time on my hands. And that also gave me the impetus to write.
And Sonia, you also wrote your first young adult novel a couple of years ago, The Revolution of Evelyn Serrano, which examines the Latino community during the Civil Rights Movement through the eyes of a young girl living in Spanish Harlem.
Right. That book takes place in 1969 when, of course, as many people know, the whole country was in upheaval. It was the Civil Rights Movement and the moon landing and President Johnson was going to create a great society, and it was a very idealistic time in America, and actually 1969 was the year that Sesame Street first aired, and everybody had a political platform, except Latins, and the Young Lords were a group of young people who decided to take a stand in Spanish Harlem. They fashioned themselves first after the Black Panthers, and then kind of went their own way, and they decided to make a political stand. And so The Revolution of Evelyn Serrano is this young girl observing this going on in her neighborhood and trying to figure out where she stands in this, being in the middle of this revolutionary fervor, because she is caught between a traditional mother and a revolutionary grandmother. It was great. I did a lot of research on what was going on in 69.
It sounds like it was a fun project. And when you come to the University of Delaware, I imagine we're going to get to hear stories like this about your life.
Yes. I did not align myself with the Young Lords, frankly, because I wasn't that politically motivated at that time. I wanted to write jokes, and I wanted to be in the theater, and I didn't see how the two could blend, because actually a wonderful poet who wrote humorous poetry but was also very political, his name was Pedro Pietri. I read his poetry and I said, wow, you can be political and funny at the same time. And so I look forward to talking about that to the students at the Delaware University.
Well, Sonia, a TV pioneer, we are so grateful that you took the time out to tell us some of your stories here on Delaware Public Media, and just give us a little taste of it so we can get folks to the University of Delaware to hear more.
Oh, I do. I hope they come, and I can tell them all about my Christmas book also. I have a picture book being released the end of September, and it's called The Miracle on 133rd Street. And like everything else, it takes place in the Bronx.
And, of course, all about Big Bird and Cookie Monster.
And all about Big Bird and things they never knew, like what made Maria fall in love with Luis on Sesame Street.
Our thanks to Sonia Manzano for her time. Her new memoir is Becoming Maria, Love and Chaos in the South Bronx. The actress will be signing books following her free talk at UD next Thursday night at 7 at the Trabant University Center. The Green continues in a few moments with a look at what role climate change could play in managing the region's fisheries going forward. But first, the latest news from Delaware Public Media.